Hi guys, and welcome to another YouTube video from me, UK Daz. This time we're covering OnlyFans. So the way OnlyFans works is you sign up, you charge your clients a subscription to view content that's not readily available anywhere else on the rest of the internet. The best way I've found to use OnlyFans is by slowly trickling your content out and charging for it. You can upload all your content at once, charge a higher subscription, but not charge for the content. That's not the best way to do it. I've found that if you get people to sign up, have little bits of content trickling out each week, and then once a week, twice a week, you upload a video and you charge for that video. I normally do a discounted rate to everywhere else I upload. So if you're on my StreamMate account, Chatterbait, Sky Private, I charge about the same price on all three platforms. On OnlyFans, because they're fans, I charge them less to view my content and download it. And if you slowly trickle that content out each week, it stops that. I'm going to take all your content at once that you've uploaded for free and I've paid £4 for, £5 for. I've stopped you from just downloading all that content, keeping it for yourself, and not coming back next month. The idea is with OnlyFans is you entice people to keep coming back, spending with you each month, so your subscription is worth its money, you know. So once you're signed up and you've been verified, that's when you start obviously pushing your link on your social media. If you've watched my previous videos and you're using stuff like Chatterbait, Sky Private, you can use those platforms to drive traffic to your OnlyFans account and get people to subscribe with you. So once you've got those subscriptions and you've got people signed up monthly, the best way to, as I say, to nurture those clients and those people who have spent money with you is just not give them too much at the same time. It's be regular with your content. I try and post like a new picture set once a week, where there's anything between 10 to 20 pictures, sometimes even 30, 35 pictures. I try and push that once a week. I try and make new videos every week. I post screen previews, so I take screen grabs from those videos each week of what I'm going to be uploading for the weekend. I will be doing a lot more uploading. It's just getting around to, because I'm camming all the time, it's just getting enough time and having the energy to still sit on cam and make more content. I try and push pictures that I take from the videos. I also take preview shots, which I use across my social media. So if I'm fully dressed, I'll post that onto Instagram. If I'm naked, I might put an emoji over it. And when I say it, you know what it is. I'll put an emoji over my willy. I'll try and post it onto Twitter and anywhere else you can sort of post it, really. I've got Snapchat accounts that I've collected a few people on. I post to them some of my content pictures, just to try and get those guys in. So with OnlyFans, you've got it gives you like a breakdown each week. You can either be paid, I think it's weekly, fortnightly, and monthly, depending on once you reach a £20 limit. I get paid monthly. So it's just like one big drop into your account each month. It pays direct into your bank account. You don't need anything like Paxson or anything like that. You just put your bank details in. It pays it. Once you reach that limit, it will pay it. If you don't reach that limit, which I think, as I say, is £20, that money gets carried over to next month. And then when you hit that £20, it just goes into your bank account at the first of the month, halfway through the month, I think it is on something like the 15th or once a week, however often you get paid and people come into your site and sign up and give you money. And as far as I know, OnlyFans, you don't charge people for live streaming. So as far as I know, I might be wrong on this one, but I'm pretty sure if you're going to live stream, it's basically for free. You rely on people giving you tips to keep you there longer. But that's not to say it's not worth looking after these clients, because obviously they're still spending money with you, regardless of whether they're buying your videos or anything else you're selling. They are spending money with you. So it's nice to look after people. I will be doing more of that soon. It's just try, as I say, I've got a busy schedule, so I'm trying to juggle everything in around. But yeah, it's nice to look after clients and do sort of just give a little bit back, really. So as far as I know, there's no real limits on what you can do on OnlyFans, as long as it's legal, basically. So you can do your speciality stuff. You can drive people from your webcam who say like feet, who like water sports, that kind of thing. You can drive that traffic to your OnlyFans, and you're selling direct content with those people who like you, want that kind of content from you. And that's the real basics of OnlyFans, really. There's not much to say. The content that you sell, it, as I say, I use content that I've got on other sites. It's an incentive to get people to buy into your subscription, charge each month, and try and just slowly take a little bit more money than maybe they might buy one £15 video off of something like StreamMate, but they might buy three or four of your cheaper videos. So you've earned more money, sold more content, got a happier customer because they've got the content they wanted, you've got whatever you charge for the video, and you've got your subscription, and they're coming back next month to spend the same with you. The basic layout of OnlyFans is very similar to Twitter, so it's quite easy to get your head around. There's no real complicated parts of it. Just remember to, if you're selling a video, remember to make it a message, not a post. A post will send to everyone. You can't charge for that post. Make it a message to the whole group individually as a group message. You can charge for that group message. Bit of bulk mass emailing, basically. It's just like it's just like a mass email you send in one hit. The back end of OnlyFans is there's a lot of analytics for you. So you can literally pin down who looked at what, how much they spent, how long they've been a member, when their membership's running out. You can also schedule. So if someone stops becoming a member, say 10 of your people drop off, which happens, you can also send them an incentive promotion that will hopefully bring them back to you for another month and spend a bit more money with you. How much do you charge for how much should you charge for your subscription? That's entirely up to you. I charge around £5 when it's at the moment I'm running an offer, because you can run promotional offers, but I'm doing £5 for the first, £3 for the first month, £5 for the months after. But as I say, I charge per content after that. So that's how I earn my money. If you want to push out all your videos in one hit and not worry about people coming back each month, you can charge as much as you want. You can charge for your subscription. You could look at maybe charging £30, £40. I know women who do it for £25 for all their videos and content. They don't necessarily have regular clients coming back to them each month, but they're earning from those people who just come in, get their content and go. So there's pros and cons for having a slow trickle out system of your content. And there's also pros and cons for just dumping it out there. People coming along, taking it, not signing up again next month. I've tried both ways. I think the better way for me has been to slowly trickle that content out. And the only reason why I learned that was because for the first month of my OnlyFans, I had loads of people sign up. And then the next month, I was struggling to find new people who wanted to buy my content. So yeah, I dropped the price and then just slowly trickled out and people started to resubscribe. So that's probably the better way to go. Also, with OnlyFans, you'll get a ranking system which will show you your position on the global stage of OnlyFans. It literally tells you everything. You can break it down to how much you earn, your ranking, where your clients are mostly based. So if you've got loads of people in America, you can target those people. You can see it on like a world hot map and it shows you where people are. So you've got to play around. There's a lot of back end stuff that gives you so much valuable information. It's just sitting there and having time to go through that information and process it and see how it works best for you and how you target your market next. But it gives you bank details. It doesn't give you bank details. It gives you a breakdown of what they've paid into your bank, which is what I was meant to say. It's literally loads of things you can do on there. They also have a promotions section. So if you suddenly want to do a flash sale on one particular video that maybe he's done really well or maybe he's done really rubbish, you can do like a 50% off for the next 10 minutes or next hour or next 10 people. It really does. It's like running a full-on, and it is running a full-on online business. There's not much you can't do that I've found. There's not been anything I've sat there and gone, I really wish I could do this. I've thought about it. It's basically all there. So that's basically it for OnlyFans. It's quite simple. There is obviously other platforms, Just4Fans, I think I said it was, I think it is, who do have a very similar layout, very similar way of doing things, so subscriptions, selling content, blah, blah, blah. Just have a look, see what works best for you. There's nothing stopping you from having both accounts. I think if you promote with Just4Fans, they might give you like 1% extra to tweet when they tweet. So that's basically it, really. Other than subscribe, hit that notifications button, like this video, share it if you can. If you have any questions at all, feel free to ask. And if you want to see how I run my OnlyFans, as I say, it's a £3 subscription at the moment. So feel free to click on the link in the description. Just sign up for a month, see how it goes, have a chat on there with me. And that's really it, guys. Not much more to say on OnlyFans. Peace out.